Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
GabRadioNetwork.com. Thanks for listening.
Late great Marvin Gaye bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with Elise Minin, an original founding member of our Brain Trust and the founder of Marketing Mentor. Marketing-mentor.com is the website. The books are all there. She helps so many people in her practice and helping them put their best foot forward with their marketing strategy. Elise, thanks again for being here. We're talking about heart and passion or and how far that will get you, and when does the brain have to kick in, right? The brain and the fundamentals.
Yeah, we haven't really talked about the brain yet, and I do think that's the other side that's really important, because the way our culture is going, we are not really being called on to use our brain all that much. You know, we're outsourcing everything to the iPhone, which is not a good idea, but that's the way it's going. And so I think people's brains are going to atrophy if they don't keep using them.
Interesting. Well, I've often said that the three zones that you need to think you need to include in your process, in your strategy, in your decision-making process, or your head, your heart, and your gut. Your heart will lead you, your head will guide you with a map, with a strategy, and your gut will learn from those two and remind you of what's happened in the past. Your gut, that's where the instincts come from. Your gut's paying attention. The heart's the right brain. The brain's the left brain, and the gut's kind of balancing the two of them. What do you think?
I don't know about that, Jim.
You don't agree with me?
I do not necessarily.
At least, folks, this is a red letter day. Elise Minin actually disagrees with Jim Blasingame.
I can't get on board with that because I don't know enough about how the brain actually works. I just know that if you don't use it, it's not going to be very good.
Well, but the brain scientists will tell you that your right brain is the creative side. That's the dreamer side, so to speak. It wakes up first in the morning. The left brain is the engineer side. It's the logical side. It's the fundamentals, the operating side. There are two. You do have those two different hemispheres.
Yes, I won't disagree with you about that. But actually, I'm reading a really interesting book right now. It's called Homo Deus by a historian named Dr. Harari. And I was just reading, he's talking about the difference between the two sides of the brain and how the narrative self, which is different from the experiencing self, and those are also aligned with the two sides of the brain, the narrative self is constantly making stuff up so that you make sense to yourself. Mm-hmm. And so I just think, again, there's just so much we don't know about how the brain works. But if we, stop reading and stop remembering phone numbers and stop using a map, I'm just concerned about that.
I'm more worried about the fact that we have so much content in our life that we're minimizing or maybe even rejecting context. That's what I'm more worried about than anything.
What do you mean?
Well, meaning, information is not knowledge.
Right.
Information is content. Knowledge is context.
Mm-hmm.
And but back to this thing about your heart or your brain. If you were advising someone right now who was thinking about going into business, and they said to you, "I just want to follow my heart. I want to follow my passion." What would you say to them? How would you straighten them out.
Well, and people say this to me every single day, and my job is to say, okay, but balance that with what does the market need? In fact, I advise people to start with what does the market need, and then how can you, with your heart, with your skills, with your brain, respond to or supply what the market needs. But I feel like it needs to be in response to the world, not you first saying, what am I good at and who needs it?
Well, for example, if your passion is Italian cooking, Italian food, and you want to open an Italian restaurant, and there's already way too many Italian restaurants in town, the market's telling you that you got a bad plan.
Not necessarily. That could mean that a lot of people want Italian food. And there's room for one more, even better.
Okay.
Right?
All right. No, I don't know. I stand by my position. I'm not going to let you run over me. At least you know that I'm not going to do that.
If there's no Italian restaurants in a town, there may be a reason.
No, if there's too many. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Well, anyway. So, all right. Wrap it up for us. I got 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
All right. Well, I want to recommend one other book because this is where the idea came from, and it's called The Business of Expertise by David Baker, who's a colleague of mine. And he basically says, follow your heart and balance it with discipline.
Yeah.
And I think discipline is very important.
With your brain. I agree with that 100%. Hey, Elise, good job. Come back soon. Give us the website one more time.
Marketing-mentor.com.
You'll get smarter when you hang out with Elise Benin. Elise, come back. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.